your listings are all addressed. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay. Hi, Jose. My name is John. How's it going?
It's going good. How's
okay.
Everything going?
Real good. So I hear when you were speaking with Charmaine, you were talking about looking at Yelp listings as well, right? Not just Google?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, interested in just, you know, marketing, but if Google was like the only route right now, I mean, that's good. I mean, I know some people do Yelp too. So, you know, I would just,
right.
I would like to have different avenues. So.
Absolutely. We are a one-stop shop for that. So, you know, I'm glad you asked about that. We know exactly what you're referring to is 100% correct. It's not everyone is using just Google. Not everyone is using just Yelp. Not everyone is using just Facebook Meta, right? So we make sure that when you sign up with us, we get everything updated and submitted, so that way you are now integrated with not just Google listings, but Yelp listings, Apple, Bing, and Facebook Meta. So we hit the five major ones. Make sense?
Yeah, so you say Google, Facebook.
Yelp, Apple, and Bing. That way, no matter what browser is being used or what resource is being used, or if they're looking directly in Yelp, you know, your availability to be found is maximized. I mean, that's our main goal, right? We don't maintain our business by selling leads or anything like that. Our job is to make sure that you're prominent and able to be found, because we work with so many small businesses that we're also not trying to break the bank in terms of your cost. You know, because that's why we have thousands of customers, because that's the only way we can sustain our well-being is that by offering a low price, and we have, you know, have to have thousands of clients to justify that low price. Okay. Now, it says here that you started a business about 6 months ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, about seven, eight months.
Okay. And then are you focusing just on the HVAC or other things?
Not just HVAC.
Just HVAC. Okay. All right. And how are you currently, like, finding new clients?
Well, right now, I mean, a lot of it has been word of mouth. I got some calls from next door. I was able to do my own Google, like my Google business or something. I did that. I think I've gotten maybe a few calls from there. So, but that basically.
Oh, so you did set up a Google business profile, you're saying?
Yeah, I did set up that. Yep.
Okay, because I do see that you're on Yelp for sure. As far as you have a generic listing there, it shows that you have one review of 5 stars. So you're definitely on the right path. When I pull up your business, let me see if I can pull it up in Ruskin specifically. Because normally when I just do a business name, the business profile pops up right away for Google. So on your Google profile, is it under Dr. Freeze Heating and Cooling?
It should be, yeah. Dr. Freeze Heating and Cooling.
Okay, so this is something that we have to acknowledge here. When you are maximizing your visibility, when it comes to search engine optimization and whatnot, business name has to be identical across the board, right? So right now, when I look at Dr. Freeze, in Yelp, it's Dr. Freeze HVAC Services. And on Google, it's Dr. Freeze Heating and Cooling. Which one is the one that you want to go with?
HVAC Services.
Okay, so then we'll make sure to take care of that as well, to make sure your Google profile is properly updated. Since we're a premier channel partner with Google, what we say goes basically with them. So when we say, all right, this is the actual profile, they're not going to try to correct us and say, no, well, this is what we have. And so they'll make sure everything's integrated and updated properly. And the reason you do that is that empowers you to be found more easily on other search engines, right? It's all about consistency. Your consistency of information online will grow your online presence. Does all that make sense so far?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, instead of having two names, and yeah, it could definitely, you know, throw somebody off sometimes.
Right, right. I mean, fortunately, you have the same phone number on both, but, you know, even a small, I mean, you know how it is. There's a McDonald's and MacDonald's, you know what I mean? It still sounds the same, but it's, it can be a completely different business. So, all right. And other than this, you know, trying to optimize online on your own, and which obviously you're off to a great start if you're doing this on your own while taking your HVAC jobs here, doing anything else like Facebook ads, or do you have a Facebook site?
Yeah, I got a Facebook, you know, business website page, but that's it. I don't, you know, I haven't done Facebook ads or anything.
Okay. So I'll just let you know, it's a secondary option that we offer as well. If you're looking just for the optimization side, that's fine. We do find a lot of success with running Facebook ads simultaneously, and here's why. When you're on a search engine like Google, Yelp, or Yelp's a directory, or Apple and Bing and so forth, you're going to be found when someone's really looking for you, right? When they're looking for HVAC services and they're typing it in and they want to find out about it right then and there. So what Facebook does is they do passive retargeting. Have you ever heard what that is?
No.
Okay. So in a nutshell, I don't know. Do you use like a Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, like when you're like relaxing at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I check it. Yeah, here and there.
Okay. So, yeah. Have you ever seen ads pop up when you're scrolling through that?
Yeah, I've seen like some companies and things like that.
Do you notice
that
the ads are somewhat relevant to you, meaning it's not like completely random? It might be something you were looking up earlier in the week or were thinking about. You ever notice that?
No, kind of, yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what passive retargeting means, is that if someone searched for HVAC services today at 10 a.m., what's going to happen is they're going to either decide on using someone or not. And even if they don't decide, you know, regardless of their decision, later on that day, they're going to be on Facebook. And since it's all synced with their IP address and all that fun stuff that Facebook does in the background, an ad is going to pop up for HVAC services while they're just scrolling and going on social media. So that's what's called retargeting, where you're hitting customers not only in the moment they're actively searching, but also in the moment where they're relaxed and maybe they didn't see your business name yet and they see your business name and they're like, oh, I haven't looked into them yet. And that's basically how Facebook is really effective with that type of ad. Because obviously it's during downtime, so it's not like the customer's like overwhelmed with doing something else at that time.
Correct. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So again, we offer that as a secondary service, but I want to just get down to the brass tacks with you, just to make sure everything even sounds like it might make sense for you. Now, you do see that your competitors are currently promoting themselves on Google and online to grow their visibility as well, right? If you look at HVAC services, are you familiar with Velocity Air Conditioning?
Yeah, I mean, I heard of them, yeah.
Or like Hank's Heating and Cooling. So some of those are the ones that are popping up in the vicinity of Ruskin and when we do just a standard HVAC search. So obviously they're doing something to get promoted and get to that top of the page or first page on Google. So we would be doing the same exact thing for you. The major difference is if Charmaine talked about exclusivity is that when we work for you, we're not working with any other HVAC service provider in Ruskin, because that way we promote your growth and we definitely don't operate in a cannibalistic market where some of our clients are competing against each other. That's just not a great way to sustain business. Does that make sense why we do that?
Yeah. No, okay. I get it, yeah.
So again, our job is to make you happy to where you're using us month in, month out. And if you saw someone else doing the same exact thing with us, I mean, I don't think you'd be happy either. So that's what we do in a nutshell. Any questions so far before I go through all the pricing options?
And how soon would like that be like? How much time does that take for like somebody for my page and all that stuff to be like to be updated? You know what I mean? Like all that stuff to actually kind of start taking effect.
Yeah, really good question there. So I saw you have your own website as well. Are you managing that site on your own?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've only done work there on that. Would you be able to help me out with that? Like, also, like, kind of make it?
Yeah, that's part of the Facebook package, correct? So as part of the Facebook package, we also either can give you a brand new website or just help you kind of revamp this and optimize it. And if you want to just keep this domain.
Okay.
I imagine you want to keep the domain since you already purchased it, right?
Yeah, I'll keep the domain. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's something our backend team does. I mean, our research and design team. I'm not going to pretend that I'm a pro on everything that they do. But what I can do is, do you want to see a sample of a website that we create just so you can see what it is we do?
I would like to see one. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to text you a link so that way you can check it out on your time. Give me 1 second here. All right, you should have gotten a message from me that says, like, hi, this is John Kyle. It just basically is giving you an introduction to me so you have my extension and whatnot. Let me know if you received that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. I'm sending you a second text message, though, that has the link that I'm referring to. It's just a link by itself where you can pull up a sample of our HVAC site.
All right.
And, again, obviously it's going to be customized to you. It's just a sample site for HVAC. Let me know when you pull it up.
Yeah, I see. It's just a sample one. It kind of looks like the one I got now.
Yeah, it is. It is similar. A little bit more going on the back end. Main thing is we have a Google tracking, as well as obviously you can do your, similar to what you're doing, scheduling a service call. It's just a little bit more of an active site where you see a little bit more movement for clients. But again, the main thing is that you have access to your reviews, and you can also set this up to where you can prompt customers to send reviews. So we have a dashboard on the back end as well that we'll give you access to for your sake, where you can look at all of the analytics to see how successful your ads are going for Facebook, for example, if you choose that route. And then also if you want to change out keywords and you can kind of see the success rate of keywords, how often they're being searched in your area, all of these different analytics, so that way you can justify, obviously, our job is to earn your business every month. I want to be clear, there's no annual contract. It's strictly month to month. So, you know, that way you can better justify and decide if it makes sense to continue to move forward with us, right? Our job is to show you the results. And your job is to decide if those results are, worth your investment. That sounds fair so far?
Yeah, that sounds good. So once, let's say, like, once everything is done and, is up and going, like...
I forgot to answer that part. So 7 to 14 days is to get your Facebook ads and your website up and running or revamped if we're going to use your domain.
Okay.
Is that too fast or too slow for you as far as you're concerned?
I mean, yes, 14 business days. I mean, that's reasonable.
Okay.
I would like it for it to be faster, but I mean, that's how
we can try to push the limits. Don't get me wrong. You already have a domain, so that's going to make things a little easier for us. You already have a Facebook business profile. That make things a little easier for you. I can't overpromise you. You know what I mean? I want to be fair to you.
Right. So one thing that on my website, I don't know if you can go on it, but when you I don't know, for some reason, like, everything's in English, but when I don't know if
your cookie thing is in Spanish, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the thing is in Spanish.
No worries. So we'll take care of that for you. I don't know exactly what, again, I'm not I want to be clear. I'm not a web designer, and you've done a fine job if you don't consider yourself a web designer. But yes, we'll take care of that. I saw that too. I didn't know if that was intentional or not.
Yeah, it was in Spanish. So, and then you said,
yeah,
that.
There's a couple errors because on your service prompt, there's a couple like Spanish directions. I don't know if you saw datos adjuntos and then adjuntar archivos. Do you see that there too? And then under your send button at the bottom, you see este sitio está protegido, blah, 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 right? Sorry, my Spanish is not perfect. if you wanted to accentuate that you are bilingual, by all means, that's okay. But I imagine you want that to be an option, not to kind of be blended on the same page.
Yeah, no, I would like it to be English, but also say maybe,
Yeah, like se habla español, like a lot of sites do, right? Something like that.
Yes, se habla español. And also, too, I see that, like, for some reason, my personal address pops up. Like, my home address, you know what I mean?
Oh, the Potomac Marketplace. You don't want that showing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want my full address showing, you know what I mean?
Okay. So your home base, that's your home base though, right? That's where your business is located. Do you have that on your Google profile or do you want to have that on your Google profile?
No, I don't want to have that address, shown anywhere. Like, or is that, do I have to have an address?
Well, it, like how you have it right now on your Google Business profile, and again, this is something that I appreciate this question. This is something that is going to allow the Google Business profile to pop up on maps. As far as having your exact home address, I'm sure that there's a way to not have that, but they will still use that. Google still uses that to verify your location, even if it's not published. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but even though, like, even when I Google myself, like, I guess it shows on my website, it shows on Yelp,
Yeah, so we'll definitely do that cleanup for you. Obviously, we want to make sure you're not, opening up the door to like stalkers or anything like that. I'm joking, but yeah, I get it.
To know my address, you know what I'm saying?
You don't need someone knocking on your home when you're having dinner saying, hey, I need a service, right? I get it.
Yeah, something like that, I mean, if I had my own, like, store or, like, storage or, like...
Yeah, you would want to promote it, but you're just wanting to promote your location, not so much, this is my exact address.
Yeah, exactly, my address. So
your service area is better to promote, right?
Right. So even if I have to,
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, my guys, our team is a bunch of pros. They've been doing, overall as a company, we've been doing it for almost 20 years. So I'm sure they know, and you're not the first person who's working from a home base from their home address. So. We'll definitely take care of that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So again, last thing, I just wanted to go over pricing so that way you have that in front of you. Again, obviously our job is to fill this position today. If for whatever reason today doesn't make sense for you, that's okay to let me know. But, our job is to make sure that we get this HVAC listing posted and filled today. Okay. So, if you're doing just the Google with us, it's a monthly cost of $199. And then there's a one-time setup fee of $99. And that would cover you with Google, Yelp, Apple, Bing, and Facebook without running the Facebook ads. But if you want to run Facebook ads as well, to do that passive retargeting I mentioned, we include $100 of Facebook ads, but your cost only goes up $50. So to include Facebook, it would be $249 a month as opposed to $199. Does all that make sense so far?
So you're saying Google and Facebook is $299?
$249. So you get $100 of ads with Facebook, but your investment with us is only $50 more than the standard.
And then you said there was, it was for only Google Ads. You said it's $199 a month.
To get your first page placement on the maps, the search engine optimization to where you're synced with Yelp, Bing, and all that, and we clean everything up. We can still help you clean up your website and whatnot. You know, everything other than the active ads on Facebook. Active ads on Facebook, to get $100 of active ads per month, your cost increases $50 a month.
Okay, and then you said it was like the one-time setup fee or something. Is that?
Yeah, typically we charge $299, and it's because we usually start from scratch on websites and everything like that. But in your case, it's $99.
So that's $99 for first time setup.
Yeah, so it's either day one. It's either $298 or $348, depending on you know, which way you want to take it.
Okay.
And then we can put it on any major credit card if, you know, that's easier for you.
But you said that $199 a month is for Google. You help me clean up the
Yeah, it's full. It's the whole kit without running Facebook ads. So it's definitely, you know, it's our core service, right? Is the optimization, ensuring you get first page placement, you know, all of the things I just mentioned as far as making sure that you're visible to your clients through organic searches. To run those additional Facebook ads is the, and just to let you know, it is what we recommend, the Facebook ads, because they're quite successful.
Right. And what about like on Google? Do you do that like the Google Guarantee thing? Because I know they have.
Absolutely, we do Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is a little bit more labor intensive on your end in terms of having to show credentials. They are very, very particular about that. That's why we don't generally open that can of worms until you start establishing your presence online. But yes, Google Guaranteed is definitely something that we are one of the few Google partners who can provide it. Are you familiar with how that works?
Well, sort of. Yeah, I know that Google they want me to verify, I guess send them more information about my business, and they verify me. I guess they do a background check and all that stuff.
Right.
And then I pay per call. And
right, it is, and that's why we say, and it's more costly. Are you aware of the cost of Google Guaranteed, just so they can price it out for you?
No, but I think it's like $200 per, it might be like $100, $200 per call, it just depends.
Right, it can get costly, and you know, our job is to minimize that cost. Because we're a preferred Google partner, we can drive that down for you, fortunately. But to be fair, it is a hefty startup fee with them. And just to give you an idea, like the application fee alone, I believe was at least $300. You know, I'll double check all that, but just to be fair to you, if you ever did anything like that, it's going around $600 a month. I'm sorry, $600 in the first month, and then $350 a month plus whatever you're investing per lead. So it does. Don't get me wrong. I mean, people find success in that, but that's when you're like going from a $1 million business to a $2 million business, for example, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know it was. I thought it was like, I didn't even know there was a fee to fill out an application and all that.
Yeah, they're intense. I mean, they charge you an application fee and everything like that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a salesperson. I want to be clear. I would love for you to say, hey, yeah, let's do Google Guarantee. But do I think it's best for you 6 months in? I wouldn't want you to, you know, say this is too much cost too fast, you know what I mean? I can kind of relate to that too.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. All right.
But yeah, if you ever wanted to talk yourself into that, just let me know. I'm joking.
Yeah. So my thing is, like, you know, let's say if I wanted to do, like, if I, right now I just wanted to do Google and not do Facebook, but in the future, would I be able to do Facebook, like, after the first month, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, and you might be better off, and again, I understand it's a $50 differential. You might be better off, I would rather you start with Facebook and then just drop down to just Google, because you might want to give yourself a chance at that, but it's totally up to you. I mean, it's $50. It's not going to change my life one way or another or our company's, but I understand if that seems like it's too much of an investment. But again, our job is to maximize results. That's why here's the other thing Facebook does. So when you're on Google, you're going to pop up in Ruskin and the surrounding areas, right? Like from where your home base is. Are you looking to do work in Tampa, St. Pete, or anywhere like, or even like Bradenton, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, Bradenton, around the surrounding area. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're looking to do that, right, and it's, because when the Google map pops up, it's a really condensed, location, right, where it shows. So when you start wanting to advertise outside of the, you know, 20 to 30 mile radius, for example, or even 10 mile radius to be even more specific, then that's where Facebook ads work effectively for you, because you can target different locations that are out of your immediate network or your immediate home base. And then you can also schedule them at different times of day. So don't get me wrong. You know, again, I'm not trying to arm twist you on the Facebook side. I hear from a lot of my clients that that's like a big value to them because of the fact that they can stretch their arms a little further in terms of a customer reach.
Yeah, because right now, like, you know, I'm willing to travel like 30, 40 miles. That's probably right now.
Do you go into Tampa as well?
I mean, I don't want to just stick here. I can go to Tampa. I can go to Bradenton. I can go to Sarasota. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where Facebook really, really helps, because it's so inexpensive compared to Google ads. So when you run Google ads, right, Google does the same thing. You can run them in any market. But Google ads can cost anywhere between like $10 and $20 per click. Are you aware of that?
$10, yeah. I mean, is it something like that? But so how's that Google thing work? Will I be paying per click, or you would just...
No, you don't pay per click with us. For the $1.99, you don't pay per click. That's correct. That pay per click can get really costly over time. That's why you set a budget if you ever want to take that route. With Facebook, again, if you want to do Facebook pay-per-click or Google pay-per-click, we do offer both. We just find more success per dollar spent with Facebook, because we can get a lot further with $100 from Facebook than you can get with $500 a month from Google. It's a huge differential in terms of cost per click.
Okay, so basically, what the Google, what you're doing for me with Google.
Sorry, you're kind of breaking up. Are you in a location that...
Yes. You hear me better now?
Reception? Yeah, a little better. Yeah.
So we're basically with Google, what you're doing is that you're just making me more, like, visible on maps. And
on maps then on the directories. And remember, we're optimizing your keyword searches, right? So you still link up keywords. That's why we're going to work with refreshing your website to optimize that. Our analytics team understands through our history with our clients of what keyword searches are strongest in your area for HVAC services. So we utilize that, right? You're basically buying into the experience and years and years of brain trust behind our optimization efforts. The thing that you'll see is that, yes, you're on the map and everything like that, but the back-end optimization effort is a full-time job.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, but also I'll be that'll be viewed more. Will I pop up more in Google?
Yeah, our job is to get your business on the first page when someone's looking for HVAC services, in your home base, right? And around your home base as well. So definitely that's our number one goal. And that's what we do to, you know, maintain our client base through the years, is that we ensure that you're getting that prominent placement, not only on the maps, but also on the first page of Google results. And it's based on whatever keywords you choose. We say that there's usually about 10 to 15 different keyword sets that you choose, and our research team will guide you through that as well. So, I mean, it seems like that you would rather just do the Google right now. Am I wrong at guessing that? Or?
No. I'd be interested in doing, but I just want to know, what you're really doing for me on Google. Like, you're gonna put me on the map. I'm gonna be viewed on the maps around my area, and then, like, what it just depends on, like, what area the person is searching. Like, if they're searching in Bradenton, then I wouldn't pop up as much, right? I mean, because it's not my area that. You get what I'm saying?
Correct. With Google's search engine optimization, I appreciate you bringing that up. It is focused on a radius around your home page.
You're cutting off.
Okay, so can you hear me better now?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, let me... I'm not sure if I'm cutting out or you're cutting out. So from what I can hear, again, you're asking is, Google in general will improve your placement as far as within their greater area surrounding you, right? Within the Ruskin and its surrounding areas. And that's exactly true, right? Like, it's where your home base is where you're going to be found, right? And that's important to understand about Google, is that their job is to help your clients, right? They're helping your clients find someone local. And based on the count of businesses in Tampa, for example, I would say it's not fair to you to say, oh, yeah, you're going to pop up when someone looks in Tampa, right? Or you're going to pop up when someone looks in St. Pete. That's an unrealistic expectation. It's for your surrounding area. And then again, that's why people run Facebook ads as well to reach further.
Okay. So how do I go about, like expanding the my location area or my service areas, you know what I mean?
It's a good question. I mean, that's through your web presence, that's through your listings details and everything that we're doing on your business profile. So we can do all that in your business profile. I was just pointing out where you would pop up on the map itself.
On map right now, I'll just be more visible in Ruskin. So yeah, cause I think right now, I don't even think I pop up on maps. Like, I don't know if you're able to see that or not, but I don't even think I'm in maps. I don't know if you.
Yeah, I don't see you on the Ruskin map either. Because they don't even know that you're. The way I see on Google is that they don't even show. They show a little bit like of your service area when I pull up your exact business name, or at least the heating and cooling version of your business name, and. Most likely is why you're not popping up on maps either, because Google didn't fully identify where it is that they should locate you or pin you.
So you'll do, like, your team will take care of...
Yeah, you've made it easy on us a little bit, I must say, because you definitely put in a lot of work on your end to get a lot further along than someone who didn't try to do this on their own. So, you know, you definitely, that's why you're getting the $200 off on the setup fee, because you saved us some of the heavy lifting.
Okay. So then you would help me like get like more exposed on in Google on Maps. I would pop up more around my service area, and when people search keywords, I would pop up more. And then you're saying like in Yelp too, that you help me out with Yelp and my website.
Yeah, remember, we need to sync up your Yelp to your Google as well. Like, it's not synchronized with the business profile not matching. So, yes, all of those things are going to be what we do on the search engine optimization.
Okay. And are you located here in Florida, or where are you located?
Great question. Fountain Valley, California. We are a nationwide firm, but we're based out of Orange County, California.
Okay. All right.
So again, I mean, out of the two options, which one are you leaning towards as far as this, you think?
I mean, I would like to do both, like the Facebook. So on Facebook, how would you also like go to my Facebook ads or my Facebook business?
The only, and again, I want to reiterate this as best I can for, you know, because this is very important for our clients to understand, is that we will need your help in terms of telling us how you want things done, but we will do everything in our power to optimize your results and maximize your ROI, because again, on the month-to-month program, we don't want you to be in a position where you think that you're done after like 1 or 2 months. We want you to really fall in love with the results, so that way, you know, you maintain your business with us for the foreseeable future, hopefully as long as you're in business.
Right. So my other question is that once I'm built up, you know, all my website is updated and everything like that, I get to keep that. That doesn't go away, right? That doesn't ever...
Yeah, it's your domain. That's a good question. So some people have asked that, like, you know, if I cancel after 6 months, does everything go away? I don't want to say definitively yes, but our service will go away in terms of like making sure everything is upkept, everything is optimized, and make sure your keywords and, you know, your analytics will go away and things of that nature. But as far as your placement on the map after, just to be clear, the map placement typically takes 3 to 4 months to show up. After a business sets everything up properly with Google, because we're a preferred channel or premier channel partner with Google, and we're one of the few in the U.S., it takes us 30 to 45 days. So we trimmed that time by about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And it will still take 30 days for me too, even though I'm already.
Yeah, that's lightning speed in the term of in terms of Google to get into their algorithm.
So, but like on my website, all the updates that are on my website, like changing all my the names, staying consistent with the names and everything, all of that will stay the same, right? I mean, that doesn't go.
Yeah, away. We get to work for you as quickly as possible. You're the refreshing of your website, refreshing of your Facebook page, running live Facebook ads, that takes 7 to 14 days. But on Google Google's algorithm in terms of first page placement maps, we need to be clear. Results should not be expected for 30 to 45 days.
Okay. And like, so the first page, I just, you know, so for me to pop up first on Google, that would be like if somebody in my area is looking for HVAC services, and around my area, I would pop up first around, like, I should be one of the top people in Google, on Google, right? Around my area only.
Right. Right.
And that includes maps too. Like if somebody's going on Google, they search HVAC companies around my area, then I will pop up.
Yeah, I totally forgot to bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, we do optimize you for cell phones, Androids, iPhones as well, correct. We do that optimization. We even can help you optimize your website for that as well, so that way it pops up clean on a cell phone.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, like making the website like mobile friendly or phone friendly.
Yeah, yeah, like the website and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, I mean that would.
So I mean, it sounds like you know, everything that we offer is what you're looking for. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like we're going down the path together here. What questions do you have for me before we, you know, move forward?
I mean, right now, I mean, I'm just, I mean, it sounds good. It does sound good. I mean, that's, you know, definitely want to do that. I definitely want to, you know, and then would there be like some kind of like link that I can give people to like give me more reviews? Cause I know that kind of stuff, you know, that also puts me, you know, better on top of, you know, other companies and stuff like that. And
right. The reviews are going to be very effective for you. Correct.
Right. I mean, but like, how effective is actually, you know, this going to work? You know what I mean? Like, I know, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to.
Yeah, I get it. From your shoes, you're like, I mean, sure, you know, Local Splash Talk, a big game, but, you know, I'll be frank with you. Like I said, with the $249 a month versus the work that we put into it, I want to be fair to you, and completely transparent. Our company is not earning a single cent until you are 6 to 12 months in, to be fair. And you know, and again, I don't want to get too much detail about our financial side of things, but we put in so much work early on that the only way that this is even a worthwhile investment for us in terms of the sweat equity is if you're happy with us for 6 months minimum. So you're right. I understand the fear of it and the risk that you feel like you're taking to take a leap, so to speak, but we do the same with every one of our clients because we do a lot of work on the front end in the first, 4 to 6 weeks that we won't see any return for months.
Right. And then after like, does the price ever change or, you know what I mean?
Well, if you went on our website, you would see that our price can be much bigger. We typically offer the Facebook service for $5.99 a month. We do understand new businesses. That's an unfair budget constraint to ask. So, you know, we're very well aware of that. And that's why when Charmaine sends you over to me, it's putting that you're in business for 6 months. That's what triggers the big price differential. And that stays the same. It's once you set up with us at the preferred pricing, you always keep the preferred pricing.
And that's every month, month to month.
Correct. Okay. And that's why we say the Facebook ads are really helpful because you're going to, you know, the intent is for you to see results within the first month. So you're like, oh, this is working. Let's keep going, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, I could do Facebook. But you're going to have to, like, go into my account, all that stuff? You know?
Great question. Research and design, do all of that. I don't really know the full extent of it, but, yeah, I would suggest probably it's going to be something like that where you set up a different password that's not, like, you know how a lot of us use passwords that are the same on everything we log into?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably set up a different password that's just very specific to this before you share any of that with us, if that's what's required. But I can't tell you for sure that they dig that deep into your account.
Yeah, so they'll have to have access to what, my Yelp,
your website. For sure.
My website.
In your Yelp.
The Google,
right.
My Facebook.
The Google profile, correct. Yeah, that's, You're absolutely correct on all that.
And how soon would I be, will somebody, you know, call me to set up all this stuff and get this thing going?
Great question. How soon are you prepared to move forward?
I mean, it sounds like something good that I would definitely.
Well, you know, we would schedule a setup call for you tomorrow then. I mean, if we're moving forward today, we can schedule a call even for today if you want, but we usually say a 24-hour turnaround just to, I mean, you've already been talking with me for almost an hour, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's possible today, later on in the afternoon, then that would be great.
All right, let me look at my availability. Give me 1 second here. And I appreciate your willingness to invest your time in it too, because that's very important for us, is that you understand that you have to roll up your sleeves a little bit to make sure we're doing it right for you, you know?
Right.
All right, so let's see. Okay, today, so for us, it's going to take about, I'd say, 15 more minutes for you and I to be done. And then after we're done, I have availability from 1 to 2, if you want to take a little break before you jump into that. Other than that, and 1 to 2 is the window in which they'll call you, I should say. Or you can do 2 to 3. And then late in the day is 5 to 6 and 6 to 7.
I would say 5 to 6 would be the best. Yeah, I mean,
okay,
that'll probably
cool.
be the best. He said it was from 1 to 2.
Yeah, it's either like within an hour or so, an hour to two, like after we're done here. Or later in the day, so that way you can kind of decompress a little bit from,
right.
And probably get work done, more specific to your business.
That's the thing. I got to do some work. So I would say, yeah, I guess leave it from like 5 to 6.
Okay. And did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
So it'll be a MasterCard, but you said, so the total, what's the total with the Facebook and the
348 is today's total.
And that's for the Facebook, the $199, and then you said it was the $99 fee and then the extra $49 for Facebook.
You're gonna get $100 of Facebook ads in addition to everything else I mentioned, and then today's price is $348 because it includes that's a $99 setup fee, but month two and thereafter, it's $249 a month. And the payment usually occurs same day of month, so it would be on the 6th of the month.
So it would be, so what is that, ongoing? Is that ongoing?
$249, correct, is your recurring.
And then every March of every month? The 6th, you said?
The 6th,
So next, in April the 6th, $249. And you said, so with that $349 today, then you said I'd get $100 of additional ads, right?
Of the Facebook ads, and then every other month. So every time you re-up for $249, that also gets you another $100 of Facebook ads.
Okay. And do I get like a invoice or something, or saying, you know, what I paid for?
Yes, absolutely. This is a business expense. Absolutely. You will be able to use this as write-offs for sure. Correct. I'm glad you asked that.
Okay. So you'll send it to my email.
Right. So I, let me just make sure I get that because I did not get one updated here. So what's a good email address for you?
jose.gonzalez@drfreeze.hvacservices. like that at doctor is just is dr freeze
H freeze services. Okay, so I'm gonna spell it back for you. JOSE.GONZALES at DRFREEZE HVACServices.com.
No, Gonzalez is what is Z at the end.
With two Z's, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I'm used to spelling it as well, but again, this is just how I had it updated on my end. Okay. All right, and then your home base is 2319 Potomac Mark Place. Ruskin, Florida, 33570, correct?
Right.
And your business phone number, obviously the one I'm speaking to, also your cell phone of 509-7912?
Yes.
And then the website, your web domain, www.drfreezehvacservices.com, right?
Yes, correct, yes.
Okay. All right, so everything is good here. Let me just go ahead and...
How are you going to guarantee me that everything that we talked about, like changing the name, linking up everything together, working on my website, the Yelp, is that all in writing? Do you have all the...
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. All of this is going to be going over with you during your setup, your client interview call today, right? So you're going to get all of this information. You're going to get tons of stuff in writing. I just got your email address, so I'm going to send you an email. You're going to get this later as well, but this is going to let you know that this is to let you know that we need to – pictures needed for Google verification. You're going to get probably a second email just like this, but I just sent you an email from me that walks you through what's needed for your – Google verification. Okay, I think it was sent. It might have been sent twice. My apologies. But as far as everything else with the invoice and the terms and conditions and whatnot, yes, that is going to be provided to you at length, also via email. Once we transact your car today, I'm going to send that all over to you so that way you can view that. You still have full rights to cancel if you don't agree with anything on the terms and conditions, of course. But you know that's. That's why we outline everything in detail. Did I lose you? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just reading the... yeah, but this is business for Google Business Profile Verify. But my business, that Google is already verified.
Right, it's already verified. I'm just letting you know that this is something that we send out once we set up. So that's why I mentioned your setup fee dropped from $299 to $99 because you've done a lot of this heavier lifting. So I appreciate that. Okay. You saved $200 in the process. All right. Last couple of things. Let me just go. I do have to go through a couple questions here to help out my team as well for the 5 o'clock call. So our call is scheduled for 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today. Jose Gonzalez. Okay, the name on the card is also Jose Gonzalez, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Any middle initial?
No.
Do you want to add any other authorized users on this account, meaning not connected to your card, but to call in and say, I need you to update XYZ. Any other names you want me to provide there?
Yeah, if you could put in Brittany Ebeling.
Brittany Ebeling, Ebilene?
No, Ebeling.
Oh, Ebeling. Got it. Okay. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then obviously this phone number is your best number to reach you at. Preferred language, English. Service. Okay, so a couple things to help my team start with a keyword analytics. You offer HVAC services, heating and cooling. What else do you want me to put as some of your key?
Air quality, indoor air quality. I mean,
And don't worry, they're going to help you along with a lot of other things, but just if you start with, like, you know, 4 or 5, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, indoor air quality, duct work replacement.
Duct work, okay.
You could put in major repairs, compressor repairs, evaporator coil repairs. You can even put, I guess, free estimates too, like free estimates on.
Oh, that won't be on a keyword, but yes, you're absolutely right. We'll make sure that's prominent on site.
So, yeah, like ductwork repair, ductwork replacement.
You said evaporator coil repairs, compressor repairs. That's a good start. That's already 7 key segments there.
And, maintenances, the HVAC maintenances.
Right. Okay, cool. Great. Okay. All right. And then HVAC maintenance. And you already had a Yelp page here. Let me just put that there. Now, are you currently using anyone else for SEO?
What is that?
What do you mean, like what we're doing as for all this placement and whatnot. You said you did it yourself. I don't think you're using anyone else this time, right?
No, I'm not using nobody else. The only other place that I advertise is Yelp. I mean, in Nextdoor, you know. But that's enough.
Gotcha. No. Okay. And then as far as licensing insurance, again, I'm not certain if it's needed in your area. Is it needed for your line of work?
What's that?
Like licensing and insurance?
Yeah, I got my license, insurance, and everything.
Cool. All right. You do have a Facebook business page. My team will ask you for the URL during the call. Is that okay? Or do you want to provide it now?
The URL. So is it like the website, like
the whole web address? Yeah.
The https://, www.facebook. Well, I could text it to you to that number.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Correct. That'd make it a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you... Dr. Freeze HVAC Services. I mean, I don't know if that would work. I'll send it to you.
All right. And then we're going to use your own domain, as we talked about. So we're good there. I got it. I got your Facebook URL. Thank you. You're not looking for any payment integration on your website, correct?
No. What does that mean?
Like where people can click to pay?
Oh, like for them to pay through the website?
Yeah, like with a card and stuff.
I mean, yeah, if they're able to, yeah. I mean, would that be extra to...
You already have your website up. We typically include it with a $2.99 service fee to start, but you already have your website up. I don't think so. Again, I just also put if possible, if they can integrate it on your current domain. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We do offer a call tracking and a free app as well. That's something they'll go through with you as well. Basically, in short, we give you a secondary phone number. When people call your phone number, it's actually going to go through both phone numbers just so that way you have back-end tracking on your dashboard. So, again, it's just another way that you'll never lose track of who called for what, if that makes sense.
What is that called again?
The call tracking. It's called a tracking number. So they're going to call 813-509-7912 like they always have. Your clients will always call that. You'll always have your client's direct number. This is just a back end something behind the scenes that we do for our clients to just give you another level of, kind of a information